Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maysoon. I have a new claimant on the line, Jemiah Fulton.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Jemiah?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, my name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, besides the people I'm speaking to now.
Okay. Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Perfect. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
August 2nd, 2023.
August 2nd, 2023. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the spine.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
05-2203. I don't know. Just grab it. I'm sorry. I'm in the store.
That's okay. And do you know of anyone else who was also injured after taking Depo?
No, I shouldn't have took it. My mom told me not to.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know all of this would happen.
Yes.
And were you consuming the name brand injectable?
Yes.
Okay. So was it the Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
It was the Depo Provera.
Okay. And did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I stopped July 22nd and I started like April. So yeah, April, yeah.
April of which year?
2022.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I think so, yeah. All I have to do is go to the doctor, right, and ask him for my stuff.
Yes. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st and 1992 through the present date, anytime within those years?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you started, it was April of 2022, and then you stopped July of 2022?
No, of
23. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay. And I have your first name spelled J-A-M-A-Y-A.
Uh-huh.
Last name, F-U-L-T-O-N?
Yep.
And I have your email as jamsfulton03@gmail.com?
Yep, that's right.
And your phone number, 815-540-1503?
Yes. Ooh, excuse me.
And what is your social?
34302-1969.
Okay, and your current home address?
718 North Central Avenue, Rockford. No.
The day before, it's a whole week.
My current address or my mailing address?
Your...
Hello?
Your current home address.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, so my current home address is 1003 Park Avenue, Beloit, Wisconsin, 53511. But my mailing address is, well, if you don't need it, then never mind.
Okay. Your mailing address was the 718 North Central Avenue?
Yes.
And your current home address was the 1003 Park Avenue?
Beloit, Wisconsin, 53511.
Okay. Right. And was the depot administered by a doctor, a medical staff, or by yourself?
The people at the clinic.
Do you know if it was the doctor or a nurse?
It was never the same. Sometimes it would be a medical assistant, sometimes it would be a doctor. I never got injected by the same person each time.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you know how many times you were injected with the product, if you just had to estimate?
No.
It could be over 5 times, over 10 times.
Definitely over 10.
Okay. And what was the name of that clinic where it was being administered?
Crusader Clinic.
Okay. Do you know the address?
No. They have multiple locations in Rockford, and I never went to the same one. It just depends on where they made my appointment.
Okay. I see one on 1100 Broadway in Rockford.
Yeah, they have one there. They have one on West State Street. They have one in Lux Park. They have a few locations. I've been to all of them.
Okay, so you've at least been to this one on Rockford?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't have a specific doctor's name? It was just whoever administered at that appointment?
Yes, whoever. Yeah, it was just whoever.
Okay.
I'm almost done. Give me a second. I'm sorry.
And did you have a different prescribing hospital or different prescribing doctor?
What do you mean?
The one who prescribed you the depot? Was it at the same place or was it?
Yeah, it was the same place. I called them to get on birth control. I made the appointment. I came in. They showed me my options. I chose one and I started taking it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that you don't have a specific doctor for that one? It was just whoever saw you at that appointment?
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I don't have a doctor, a specific doctor out here.
Okay. Right. Do you have a specific pharmacy you go to?
No.
And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Both.
Both. And were you also diagnosed at the same facility or a different one?
Yeah, at the same facility. At the hospital? Or are you talking about not at the clinic, but at a hospital?
Okay, which hospital was that?
The one on East State Street in Rockford.
Rockford. Oh, so it's still the Crusader?
No, it's the OSF St. Anthony Medical Center. That's where I went to get diagnosed and treated and stuff like that.
Okay.
My phone's gonna die.
And for this hospital, did you have a specific doctor?
Yeah. Regina Biaclis.
Regina. Okay. Did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
And did you have any treatment done for your meningioma?
Yes. They had to remove the tumor and they also did the radiation therapy.
Okay. And you said this was Dr. Regina, and her last name is hard to pronounce, but...
Biaclis, do you want me to... Yeah, definitely. Do you want me to spell it for you?
Is it the Biaelkus?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Right. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes. For 10 days.
Do you know those dates?
No, I do not know those dates.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I don't think so. This is last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
I
you can. That's okay, but you can confirm that it's at the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then lastly, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yeah. 815-255-5215.
And does this person live with you?
Use a different number.
It could be someone who does live with you or someone who doesn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they don't live with me, but that's fine.
Okay. And what is your relationship to this person?
Cousin.
Cousin. Can I get their first and last name?
Yeah, Nikki Black.
Is that Nikki?
I know. Yes. Man, it's 6 o'clock. It's time for me to go.
Okay. And do you know her email address or?
No.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah, I believe so.
Right, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and sent to your email, so whichever one you prefer to open up.
Okay, and then what?
And then once you've signed and sent those back, then the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify all that information with you, and then they'll tell you the next steps.
Okay, cool.
And then just to confirm really quick, so the 1003 Park Avenue address, that was your mailing address or?
No, it's the physical address.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I just sent that over.
In my email?
Yeah, I sent it to your email and I sent it as a text.
I only did that twice today, and I didn't do my order yet.
Right.
Oh.
You
I'll let it take its time. I don't like being bald headed, but hey.
That's a lot of saying. Okay, and when I'm done, what do I do?
Yeah, Hello? Once you're done, you should see the finish button. And then that'll be pretty much all I need from you. So at that point, then you just wait for the attorneys to give you a call.
Okay.
Okay, and then Okay, did you receive my second text message?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then that's my direct line, the 949 number, and I gave you their number as well. In case you missed their call, you can reach them back at that number.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Of course. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.